are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed.
We are here. This is our second show. Ilona Europa here, Jonathan Todd, Lucy
Hill. You got an
Hill.
Accent.
I have an accent, and I have another wonderful guest who will be talking to us a little bit later. His name is Vital Shmanda, and we have an unusual guest who also will be calling in from Washington, from Seattle, and this is our Dr. Julie Miller.
That's
but
right.
But before we start with Julie Miller, we want to bring in our advertised featured guest right out of the Grammys from last night, Adele. She's not here?
Oh, that's supposed to be, funny.
That'll be next week.
Wait. You got to listen to Lucy for a minute. See, I want to thank the Grammys and my record producer.
The Grammys and my record producer.
It's Adele. It's Adele.
Now, you know what?
You have an accent.
You know what? Adele talks like that.
A little bit like
she
that.
She does talk like that.
A little bit.
She does talk like that.
And we could have it all.
Yes.
Let's sing
with
yes,
it. Yes, all right.
Okay, then, yes, so we have a great day, and yes. I think we can start.
Let's the so- have a song.
Song to be our little bit before Julie Miller song, yes, called Easy Come, Easy Go. I think this is like our life. Comes easy, goes easy, money comes easy, goes easy, our luck comes and go. Really, life comes and go easy sometimes or not. But yes, we will have in a moment our wonderful guest, like I said, Dr. Julie Miller. Is she already waiting?
She's here. Yes.
And I think we need to have very proper introduction by Jonathan Todd.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Julie Miller.
She is here with us.
With us.
Yes.
Oh, Julie.
That's right. Oh, Julie. Let me bring up Julie. Hi, Dr. Julie Miller.
Hello, hello.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm well. I'm excited to talk about self-starters.
That's right.
Oh, Julie, we know you for many, many years, and we have some wonderful history with you, and we just love you. We just love everything about you and your brain, your intelligence, your beauty, and your way how you write the books, how you really talk to very young students, and when you make your speaking engagements. We just think you are a very, very, very cool person, and we are so proud to have you every second week of the month. And you'll be holding your own beautiful segment, which is called Self Starters, or just, you know, whatever you want to take this and develop into something that is important for you to share with us.
Well, thank you so much for your very kind words. And yes, I'm excited to talk about Self Starters and have some people come on and interview them and have them share their stories.
Yes, and Jonathan, you know Julie for a few years already, yes? And really the last time that we work with Julie, that was on her last book, yes?
Secrets of Self-Starters.
That's right, and I have it right here. Hang on a minute.
What a great book.
I have it right here, the book, Julie.
I can see it.
You can see it.
The magic of radio.
Yes, I know.
And what you aren't mentioning is both Ilona and Jonathan are in my book because they have stories about this, the one success attribute that they had that really rocketed them to success. And I think that's important for people to think about when they think about self-starters, that everybody has some strengths, some core strengths that they can use to self-start.
It's so true. You know, I have, obviously, we all have great friends, and we are meeting for dinners, and we are listening to their day-to-day struggles and sometimes successes. We are really, really, trying to live through their troubles and just pick them up sometimes, you know. And it's very important to really have a friend who can listen, have a friend who can give advice, you know, and we need to understand that life is for taking another chance on everything what out before maybe didn't happen in perfect way for us, yes? And then tell me, Julie, how did you started to think about writing this book, a very cool book, very cool book. There's so many stories there. We have like how many people?
48 in this book, right. Well, I really was curious about how was it during this economic downturn that some folks were so resilient? How was it they were able to not just survive but thrive? And what I discovered is that they used these 9 success attributes to help them achieve their dreams. And for example, I met this woman who's a stay-at-home mom. And she had a son who was crazy about hockey, wanted to play hockey, wanted the gear for hockey, wanted the hockey camps, wanted hockey coaching, etc. And that totaled $8,000. Well, she had no money. You know, she wasn't working. She was a stay-at-home mom. So how to do this? So she came up with the idea. She really had a vision of putting T-shirts together that she could sell for the team and create T-shirts for special occasions. And by goodness, she did it. And the very first year, she made $12,000, and she's just getting started. So she broke through the fear. She had a vision. And that's a self-starter.
Yes, and Julie, you talk about nine traits. Can you tell us what they are? Because I know you talked to me about those.
Yes, I can. Well, vision, perseverance, and passion, I think, are the three big ones. That you have to have that. You have to have a vision for what you want to accomplish. You have to have passion for what you're doing. And then you have to persevere. You have to make it over the obstacles that come in the way. Positive thinking is an important one. Risk-taking. Seizing opportunities, creativity, compassion are all ones that really help. And each of these people picked one. I mean, they had several of them, but there was one that drove them forward. And that's what I focused on in the book.
And you mentioned vision. I think all of us, when we want to start something, we have some type of vision, what we hope to achieve. But I think vision can be a little bit adjusted, how we go. And some people think, okay, I wanted to achieve that. If I didn't, I'm failing. I think that life is not about that, you know, because I think you create your vision, but the vision can be changed. And sometimes we maybe want T-shirt, and you find out that really what you are the best in is selling, you know, flower bouquets or just creating some new clothes or whatever. Then I think the most important is to have a passion, have something that we visualize ourselves to getting this point that we take a risk and allowed ourselves to just do something new. Because sometimes, you know, we are starting our life second time around. And I think what I like I'm not the youngest person, although I feel very young, but still, I know that...
You're young at heart and you're beautiful, Alona.
You look marvelous.
Yes, you look marvelous, darling.
When you look good, you feel good.
Oh, then if you will see our guest, Vital Schmanda.
But
gosh.
Alona, you are so right on because, look, number one, visions change. What you think as you learn and grow and experience, it changes. And also, as you said, you completely reinvented yourself.
Absolutely.
And you had one vision, and then you created another one when you came to this country. And I think you're right, that visions do change. And I think that's, you're always fine-tuning what the next step is for you, what's your future going to be, what you want to achieve in your own life with your own dreams.
Yes. Dr. Julie spends a lot of her life going into corporate America and doing seminars and work in corporate America with companies and their employees. And so she tends to be very very linear and structured in terms of her goal outcomes. And in the back of the book, True to Dr. Julie, there is a matrix of the 48 individuals, and she asked very interesting questions in it. She asked what the birth order was, like, are you the firstborn child?
Right. Yeah.
And then she asked, are you an extrovert or invert, a planner or a procrastinator? Are you left-handed or right-handed? And do you lead with your heart or with your head? And it turns out that I think only two of the people are left-handed, which is really interesting because that's usually the creative group.
Yes.
It's a different part of your brain.
The other side of the brain.
Yeah.
And the right side.
I think, if I remember right, I think there's only 7 that are head leaders, and all the rest of the 48 are heart leaders.
Yes.
Which is really interesting.
Yes.
And the people are really fascinating people in this book. If you have not read Secrets of Self-Starters, you should go to Amazon.com. And I think it's available on Kindle at this point now,
probably
too.
Probably is.
It certainly is.
But go to your favorite bookstore and take a look at the comments that are there about the book, because people have written in. I think in times where everybody, you turn on the TV news these days, and it's just horrible. I mean, if it's not in our country, it's somewhere else. And if it's not somewhere else, the whole sky is falling. And we're all getting reinvented. And you kind of look around, and there's this little game going on where people say, "Hi, how are you?" "Oh, fine. You? Great." And then you start talking, "Oh, not so good. Well, I'm really crappy. Now I'm miserable. I don't know what to do. I'm going to kill myself.
I've lost everything.
No, my dog, my
boat." I think Jonathan is making an excellent point. And I do think everyone, and that's why I think this whole idea, this whole concept of self-starting is so important, because everybody is looking how to reinvent themselves, how to energize their career, how to maybe jump to a new career, how to get promoted, how to get a job, how to showcase their strengths, those success attributes they have. And I think it's key. And, you know, you can't, you know, I think what we're faced with now are new challenges, and the economy is not bounced back. It is coming back. But these are new challenges that we're facing. And in corporate America, I will tell you that the biggest tip I would give all of corporate America is to create a culture that where self-starters can thrive, because those are going to be your folks that are going to innovate, create, grow, increase the bottom line of those companies.
You are
absolutely
so right.
Julie.
And you know what, Julie? These people will be happy, because when we look at faces of people who lost the job, or they don't know what to do, and they are having stagnation. You know, they don't know where to turn to. And sometimes they have 2 months, they have 1 year sometimes, and they just sit, and they curl into their own, you know, misery. And, you know, they waste so much of life to just being miserable instead of taking a chance, you know, and start
but, you know,
whatever.
Part of the problem with taking a chance is that nobody tells you how to take the chance.
Yes.
There is no handbook or guide to how
Correct.
To be visionary, passionate, persevere, how to have self-motivation. You can't wake up in the morning and go, "Well, how do I seize an opportunity?"
We have
or how
Julie.
Do I do risk-taking?
So,
or,
Dr.
And so these
for that.
9 traits, what Julie smartly did is that these are 2, 3, 4, 5 pages a person. It's not long reads. And you sit down and you start reading these stories, and you find out that everybody's wildly different. But she's able, as a PhD, to really intellectually extract what these unusual self-starter traits are. And I believe Julie coined the term traititudes. They're attitudes that are traits. And when you look at case after case after case, and you keep seeing self-motivation being done differently, or positive thinking being done differently, or vision being exercised, you start being able to figure out, since you have all those cases in your head, having read it, how to do it for yourself. And I think that's the magic of what Julie's done. I think it's really required reading. If you're a parent out there and you have a kid, they're gonna face absolute hell in that job market for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Getting them to think like this when they're young is really smart. And I think what Julie's done for society at large is exceptional in synthesizing these kinds of unusual traits. It's not get a job traits. I can't go to school and teach you how to work with a lathe here for these success traits. What she's touched on are human attributes and skills, traits and attitudes blended, traititudes, and she's shown us how to use that for ourselves, not by having a ABC, but by giving you 48 people who have used them, and then you can infer how to do that for yourself, having had the real examples.
It's inspiring.
Thank you. That's wonderful, Jonathan. And also, we now have on our website, Secret of Self-Starters, a free assessment where people can go on and score themselves against those 9 attributes and just see where their strengths lie and focus on them, develop those, reinforce those. And if they want to work on the ones that aren't so strong, they can buy one of our ignition programs, our 21-day programs, where they can work on that trait, that attribute, to become, have more more skill sets to take to the workplace.
And Julie, unfortunately, this always flies by. We only have about 1 minute, maybe two left. Would you like to say anything in closing and prepare us for next month when you're going to be our guest?
Well, next month I want to bring on some two self-starters and have them tell their stories. And then if people would like to call in and ask how that trait, that attribute got them where they are today, we would welcome those calls.
That's lovely. Okay, I cannot wait.
Julie, how do people reach you if they want to just talk with you or if there's a corporation listening?
Well, how kind. It's julie@drjuliemiller.com. julie@drjuliemiller.com.
What's your biggest traitude?
Mine is passion. I'm passionate about helping others achieve their potential.
Wow. Nice. I know mine, but we'll talk about this maybe next month.
That's right.
talking is the 10th one.
Yeah, okay, what? With an accent. I love you, Julie.
Thank
we love you,
Julie.
You so much.
Thank you.
Julie, thank you so much for what you do
thank
for everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, and now we're going to have VTech on soon, and we are going...
I am so excited to have you, Witold Szmanda, here with us, and live forever and ever. Another wonderful segment, and you will be our guest, our guru guest, because you will be talking about fitness, lifestyle, diet, and again, you know, image, because you are all of it. You know, you are really amazing trainer. You are an sportsman, and I would love to maybe give you one question. You are really coming from Poland, yes? Through Poland, to Germany. You are the human of the world, I will say, yes? You are just traveling and settling down in the countries, you enjoying cultures, enjoying everything around, and happened for last few years you are in America, and I think America is your home right now, and probably will be like that forever. And you just really develop unusual business, and I'm very proud of you and what you are doing. Then if you can tell us first your website, and then again, a little bit introduce yourself to us.
Good evening, everyone.
I love his accent.
You got an accent.
He's more Germanic, I think.
Good evening.
Good evening. I love it.
Yes.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Yeah. So, Witold PT.com. This is my website.
And how do you spell that, Witold?
Witold, it's WITOLD. Okay. And PT as personal trainer.
Personal trainer. So, WIT as in Tom. O, L as in lady, D as in...
Donald.
Donald. That's good.
And Jonathan, in a way, I think...
And then PT, personal trainer, Witold, with a W, personal trainer, PT.com.
Yeah, for me, you know, to describe a look of a Witold is maybe... I'm not supposed to do that, but...
I'm sure
I would,
not.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to, because...
What a beautiful man.
And you know, you have this personal trainer.
He's got style.
He's got style. And you always think, oh, he's personal trainer, the muscle man, big guy with, you know, pumped everything. And we have Witold, the perfect built human being. A healthy look, beautiful eyes, great. Really, all of you, please
go to his website and take a look at what he looks like.
And I know that he told me, because, you know, I look into a website and I know a lot of things about you and your past. And, you know, you do things your way. Your way is different. Today we have only 7 or 8 minutes, but next time you'll be having your own segment, and hopefully you'll be teaching us, because I want to have, you know, skin like you and bright eyes like you, and I just want to be thinner. Everybody wants to be thinner. I want to eat right.
He's not sick then. He's really...
He's wonderful.
No,
that's
how
people are supposed to look. Witold. He's made the best of himself.
Yeah, okay. Now he's like, okay, I don't know what to say. No, you just need to say, how you do that?
How do you do that, Witold?
How do you do that?
It's carrots, isn't it?
Only carrots?
Just carrots?
And salads? Please, no. Tell me now we can eat.
No.
I think the secret to healthy body, also mind, and just feeling good is connecting fitness, nutrition, healthy lifestyle, and just being, you know, happy in your life. This is like.
But that's so complicated. You gave me so many already things. I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
I just want to eat bacon.
Okay, we want bacon. Can we
crispy bacon
today? Can we include bacon in our diet?
That's healthy, isn't it?
And donuts.
You can. Depends on your blood type.
Oh, yes, that's right. What is the
blood
magic.
Diet.
I know some people
diet, right.
Heard already about
the blood
diet.
Yes.
And
well,
we'll
no, the blood diet.
My blood diet?
Yes.
Or my blood type?
Okay, you tell us. You tell us a little bit, because we'll be talking about this talking, and you'll be our, like I say, fitness guru, because I'm telling your picture and your way, how you live life, it really can prove that you are doing something really right. Okay, blood type?
Like many people heard already about blood type diet, but where I got really to the topic was blood type personality.
Okay.
This was something what really drew me to the subject.
Do you think it's like horoscope? That really we can say that if I'm Sagittarius.
Bacon. You guys are way over the top. I just want my bacon.
No, with bacon you can have it, but really we don't know your blood type.
Are we allowed to say some of the super celebrities that you train personally, or are we not on the air?
Oh, give us
these
two.
Are really, really like Hollywood.
Give us
oh
one.
My God, you can't believe that I'm
and
here
beautiful.
With VTOLDPT.com.
Yes. One of them would be Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
Ah, yes. Heidi.
Okay, you don't need to say anything more. I know you have many, many.
Oh my God, does this guy have Hollywood clients? And so when he's talking to you about things that may seem out there, like your blood type diet, you gotta listen, because he's got some of the best of the best who could afford or do anything they wanted. Convinced that he's got an answer. So
and
tell
you know
me
what?
About my bacon.
Yes, please. Okay, blood type. We don't know your blood type.
It's bacon.
Oh, bacon blood type. What type of blood can eat bacon? And we'll see if my husband has one.
I would say blood type O would be okay.
I'm O.
No, you're not.
I knew you were O.
I think he doesn't even know what blood type he is. Are you?
I think it's cream cheese.
but it's very easy actually to discover what your blood type is. You can order online, or any client who visit me or comes first time to see me, I check his blood type. It's blood type helps me also in the training regime. When I know somebody is blood type O, I know this person it's meat eater, it's strong. I can push this person to the limits, and they would go out of the gym and they would feel so powerful.
I know you have your own gym, yes? And can you tell us where is the place? Because you also can be available for people, normal people like us walking on the street that really want to be the best that it can be. It's not only about stars. It's just about wonderful clients who just want to get some advice from you and look one third like you.
I'm working in a private gym.
Yes.
It's called Fitness Factory.
It's
located in West Hollywood on Street Lapierre.
Lapierre?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very French.
What if somebody's like in Texas? Can you help them? Because it's
actually,
a really long drive.
Actually, I'm working lately also on Skype with people.
Right.
I'm actually Polish and known there, so people contacting me and they exercising with my videos or with my regime, and then they call me or I can achieve something, you know. So we're going on Skype and just on video I can watch my clients or people I trained before, and we just I'm giving advices how to make the exercises more efficient.
You know, we have our good company, Euro America Enterprises, and I know you will be part of what we want to really develop, because I think you are so talented. I think that your vision is just a little bit unusual, and I think you also you also prescribe, like you said, diet. You know how to cook well. Yes. You are you were a sportsman. In your past life. Explain
that.
Yeah.
You
were an athlete.
What
sportsman.
What
I like
did
that.
You do?
Yeah.
I was first of all and most of all I was a runner. I was swimmer. I was gymnast, and I did also martial arts.
Wow.
And
wow.
All these sports actually I'm including in my training. You know, it's quite wide, spectrum of exercises.
And but if you have somebody like me who hates to move, okay, I know I could look much better, and obviously I always want. And
impossible. Can't look any better.
I pay my husband to give me this compliment. Trust me, people. But yeah,
all you need to do is put her on a treadmill and put a piece of cake in front of it.
Yes, that works for me.
If it's sweet, she's after it.
Oh,
folks.
Bacon for you.
Like
bacon
today,
for me.
I had this amazing donut. Oh, Vitold, I'm so sorry. And I just got your beautiful, diet and description of diet. I promise we'll be talking a little bit, and you will explain me and just try to keep me, maybe motivated. But if you have a lady like me who just, but I want easy. I know nothing is easy, but somebody needs to get me there. What will be your first step when you have client like me who thinks I look great? Of course, I'm lying because mirror says I'm supposed to lose, 15 pounds, probably like all of ladies. And then where to start? Okay, I'm coming to Vitold. Yes, I'm coming on LaPierre and to your private gym.
I think the goal for me is always to get the client to the gym. First, to get in my hands, and then I would find ways how to motivate you, how to, we all having weaknesses. Yeah. And you have to overcome the weaknesses. And then coming out of the gym, you would see, oh my God, I did it. I can do it. And I feel better. This is the goal. But you have to be there.
So
yeah. This is like,
Can we smoke at the gym?
No.
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 What about marriage? Because obviously, can you come with because you are a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Can you train the same times two people, like friend and friend? Because it's sometimes cooler to have somebody with you.
I like to begin with one person because it's very individual.
Yeah.
It's, I like to focus on, it's me. There are people, they do group training,
yeah.
But I love to encourage you and finding your weaknesses and strengths and show them and working specifically on you.
And I know you have success
story.
I'll pay
you double if you can find my wife's weaknesses. I want to know what they are and I want to exploit them.
Ladies, learn from me. We don't have weaknesses. That somebody else tries to find them in us, but we don't have one.
Vitold.com will show you your weakness.
Okay, Vitold, I'm so sorry. We have to go now.
We have to go, but we'll have you
live.
We'll have you back.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So, do widzenia.
Do widzenia.
Do widzenia. Auf Wiedersehen.
Das widzenia.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Okay, what else?
Au revoir.
We need
Shalom.
Shalom.
Aloha.
Oh my gosh. I just love it.
All right. So, I think time for a song.
Yeah.
Arrivederci.
Let's have Chinese power.
Oh, that would be cool.
All right.
Let's do a little bit of it.
sure is. Hello, hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I miss you, Lisa. I know that not long ago you had the chance to talk to Jonathan Tatt, I think, in Arizona. You both had very long meeting and planning.
Lisa and I had breakfast together, and we had bacon.
I need to, of course.
Sorry, we told.
We have wonderful friends here. You know, I know that your husband is also a bodybuilder, yes? That's a very private accent.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet him, yes. That would be good if maybe one day Vital Schmanda and your husband can just exchange their own, you know, diets or whatever. We'll see what we'll do on accent with them. But anyway, I think our listeners do not know that Lisa carries the segment that is Child Help segment.
This Accent is, on Child Help.
Yes.
And this is Lisa Evans.
Yes. And Jonathan. And obviously, Lisa, every Monday, she will be having her a few minutes to tell us what exciting is happening in Child Help. I know, like I said, that Jonathan was there and he spent a few hours because the planning that is so deep and so complicated. I think you both, today, you both can exchange thoughts and tell us what's going on.
Run the course, Lisa.
Lisa, what's going on?
Run the course.
Run the course. Well, there's lots going on, but we're, of course, we're excited right now about our national athletic event, if you will. It is a 5K or 1 mile fun run walk. It's something that the whole family can come out to, and it's bringing awareness to the issues of abuse and neglect and raising critical funds to support our programs. And we're excited this year because we're in two locations. We're in Michigan at Kensington Park in Milford, and we're in Scottsdale, Arizona at McCormick Ranch Golf Club. So it's going to be a great time, lots and lots going on, and we're looking to feature a virtual after party that everyone can participate in virtually online right after the event.
I just like it. I don't know. Maybe I can say, because many, many years ago, we did virtual party for the DJs when I was promoting.
I told everybody about this.
Did you say? Okay, yes. Okay, when I came to America and I hoped to become a singer and I start composing and writing.
You were a singer.
I was a singer
in
Europe.
You were a big singer in Europe.
But I was dreaming to become one in America.
Okay.
And that's big dream, of course.
But you are a singer.
Well, now she is, but this virtual party that she's talking about kicked her to the Billboard Dance Track.
Many, many years ago, you know, we were thinking how to just make a world of DJ's world, you know, to recognize that I exist and just know my song. And we just did a virtual release party, and all around the world, 1,500 DJs, I think, played in the same time, although time was different, but we pretended it's 12 at night, played my song, and you know, we really reached the global dance Billboard charts. And I cannot build guerrilla marketing, that's what you call. That was so exciting for me to see. And I believe, you know, you can do magic with this
approach. Start with one and then two in this virtual world, and then you ask people to tell their friends, and before you knew it, she had 1,500 DJs all supporting her, and at midnight in their time zone, they played this on the release date.
Really?
It was so cool.
When was this?
That
when
was Live Forever.
Live Forever song. This is the song before our guest, Vitold. You know, that was really anthem,
and
I think.
Global, for, 69 on the global Billboard dance track chart. Not on the American one. The whole thing.
But honestly, then I didn't know what to do with this success. But that I needed to learn for another 7 years. You can have success, but you need to know what to do with this success.
The point for Lisa is that this virtual thing can take off and should. Lisa, if somebody wanted to virtually join us, where would they go to find information?
That's easy. You go to www.childhelp.org/runthecourse. That's going to take you to the Run the Course event page. And right there is a button that says click your hometown, and that's a way for you to register to create a virtual team. And we call it virtual, but basically what it is you put together a team within your community. Maybe you're not in Scottsdale, maybe you're not in Michigan, and you can put together a team. And then after the event, we're going to upload live video testimonials, people crossing the finish line, the excitement, why are they involved. We're going to load that onto the National Child Help Facebook page, and everyone across the country is going to come in one place at one time and share what that experience meant to them, their pictures. Maybe if you're in New York and you've got somebody running the course in Arizona, you'll go online and see them cross the finish line, hear their testimonial, and it's a way for everyone to kind of share what they're doing and how they're getting involved. And we're just going to have them on, a Facebook party, basically.
When is the date?
Our Michigan event is April 21st. And then our Scottsdale event is April 29th, and it's all in honor of National Day of Hope. April is National Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we've got the first Wednesday of April every year is National Day of Hope, and it's in recognition and memory of those lives that have been lost. And so during the month of April, Child Hope focuses a lot on different events and awareness-raising activities to bring light to what's going on in ways that people can join us and help.
Then right, how so we can start, like in LA, can
just
we
start? Double back on this. It's childhelp.org/run-the-course. R-U-N-T-A-C-O-U-R-S-E. And if you go there, you can actually, no matter where you are on the planet, if you were a friend of, say, Witold, and you were in Poland right now, wanted to join us, they could join us, right?
They could join us, and it's simple. It's as simple as entering your information and then participating. Every participant gets to create their own personalized fundraising page where you can upload photos, your own message. You can send out emails to your friends and family and say, hey, I'm getting involved. Here's how you can help. And again, as we spoke last week about every little drop in the bucket makes a difference. Your drop combined with my drop, just makes our support grow. And so people can go online, sign up, get their friends and family together, and then, of course, follow the fun and festivities online on Facebook for the after party.
I just love it because this is also about fitness, also about being with your friends, with grandparents, mama, or whatever. This is, like you say, this is something active and happy, and hopefully we can spread this word and we can do in LA, Witold. I think we can start something cooking here also on your website, and that will be very, very exciting, and we can help also too. Okay, you know that you'll be back next week, and we'll be asking you, about progress and whatever else is cooking. Happy cooking for
child. I will come prepared for another story. I've got some exciting things to report next week, and so I will be here.
And I know that we have from 5 till 6 Pacific time our one-hour show for Child Help, and I know we would love to have you for a longer segment also, because someday we really need to talk to you and just ask you many, many questions, and some of them will be maybe less happy and maybe serious, but, this time on an accent show, I just want only positive news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me.
We love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk
to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We have Accent on Gadgets right now.
Don't give up hope. Think of the kids.
It's over.
Never.
We're down by 50.
50?
But we're only 2 minutes left.
Huh?
Oh, Norm.
You're going down. Down.
Oh, that does it. You, you're in.
Finally.
A case of abuse is reported every 10 seconds. While you were watching this video, 3 cases of abuse, including sexual and physical, were reported. Visit childhelp.org to learn more. And in the meantime, please send in whatever you can.
Use your voice.
Or text a $10 donation now. Send the word CHLP to the number 20222.
Get in the game. Fight abuse. 5 children die every day.
You got the love and hope can change the world.
This is Jonathan Todd. We're back here with Accent On, and this is Accent On Gadgets.
Scary. Gadgets. Scary. Another few boxes from Amazon.com flew to my house, and that was my morning. Good morning. Knock, knock. Two dogs bark like crazy, and I know it's my Amazon man or woman bringing new gadgets. And what is today, honey, that you want to talk about?
So I want to focus on bacon today.
Oh, bacon.
Wrong.
Okay. Yeah, no bacon.
We're gonna split this among three things very rapidly. The first, since you mentioned Amazon, and I'll come back to this over our weeks, months, and years together, but boy, if you don't have a membership to Amazon Prime, you're missing.
What's that?
Thank you for asking, Lucy.
I knew I was going to ask that.
So, Lucy, how many Amazon purchases a year might you and your significant other make?
Oh, hardly any. We don't do Amazon.
Well,
I got to say,
this
I look
would be
at it.
Very bad for
I
you.
Buy books. I buy books off Amazon.
But they silently fly through the air. You don't have the dog bark thing.
No.
Okay.
They just come, yeah.
I buy books from Amazon.
It's like Christmas every day.
Yeah.
I buy more books through my iPhone, iPad.
You're right.
Than I do
right.
Amazon.
Yeah.
But Jonathan's a gadget man. He can just find a way to purchase anything anywhere.
But Amazon.com has everything you want, and it comes to your door, but you have to pay ridiculous to get it shipped, and it always drove me crazy. So you get something that's 99 cents or $99 somewhere, and in the stores it might be 104, and Amazon has it at 98, but then it's $20 to get it there tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And the store is here.
It's shipping. Yeah.
Amazon Prime. It's like $49 a year, and then they give you unlimited next day air for $3.99 a product.
And you can say that the returns are
$3.99 a product?
Unlimited next day air for $3.99.
Wow.
For
what
a membership
a nice
for $40.
Yeah, you pay like $40. It might even be $30.
Well, that's not bad.
Whatever it was with my habit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two things I love in life, as you guys know.
Dr. Phil, he has a habit.
One is a box at my door at 10 a.m., and the other is bacon.
So. Anyway, but last time,
so
I was so cute.
You get Amazon Prime, folks. If you got two products and you would have paid $20 to get them there next day, because whenever you buy, you want it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So your choice always is, I don't want to pay $30. I'll just wait 8 days. Why wait the 8 days? For $3.99, they'll give you anything the next day.
Right.
Oh,
it's
I love
amazing.
It.
No, it's
including
just amazing.
Saturday. You can order Friday, and it'll come Saturday. And I didn't know about it for years, and people were talking about it, and you see it up in the upper left all the time.
Yeah.
Never there.
And return is very
no
easy.
Idea. And returns are great with Amazon. You get on the chat. Mm-hmm. If something doesn't work.
Live chat. And so
live
I need
chat.
To return
there's a real
something.
Person there. Huh. And
you need to call. You
so
don't
they
need
really
to call.
Don't want you to know about it.
No, they don't want you to know about
no.
Amazon Prime. They don't want you to know about live chat. Those both cost them money.
Yes, exactly.
But here I am advocating
yes.
for Amazon. So Amazon and bacon.
And we have Valentine's Day tomorrow. Yes,
yes, we do.
And what did I do? I just wrote email to my husband, found myself a ring that I wanted, and I wrote to him, happy Valentine's to me. And my husband missed this one because he's supposed to deliver ring that I chose on
a
day.
Piece of bacon.
Yeah, he was working hard in another state, but you know, normally he reads my emails. But this time, the most important email of my life, just he didn't read it. But and then he comes.
No
to
ring for you.
No ring for you, for me on the
Slavic woman
on Valentine's Day, but will come 2-3 days later. You know,
no ring for you.
Ring is coming, but later.
No ring is coming.
But my husband.
Incorrigible.
But, you know, bacon.
Bacon, bacon, bacon. Oh.
Okay, so the ring.
Then
did
ring
it
is will come probably 2 days
the ring
later.
Come?
Not yet, because you didn't read my email and didn't order before Valentine's
Slap.
Day.
Slap.
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 But what my husband brought me, and this, of course, it makes me so sweet and feeling good about him. He just got me this watch, and I am watchaholic, ringaholic. That's what I am.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool watch.
But, it's Lucy, like what time does it say?
Why is this ring so cool?
I don't know.
What time is it?
I don't know.
What
Do
time
have
is it,
Vitold? Do you see it from afar?
6:46.
Now
Why can't you see anything?
Okay, no, I don't see anything.
Okay, wave your hand over the top
anything.
Of the watch.
Magical watch.
Ah!
So this is There's no way to explain this on radio, folks. Oh, you're just going to have to go to Amazon.com.
It's like the
pixels. Or you'll have to go to Phosphor, P-H-O-S-P-H-A, Phospha. And Phospha is the watch company, and they basically have the whole face of the watch is Swarovski crystals. And when you push a button, they're tiny, like little pinhead Swarovski crystals.
Yeah.
When you push a button, the crystals turn 180 degrees on a magnetic field. They you remember the old train signs that dropped the thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody quiet. I'm going to play the watch for you because you can hear it. You ready?
Okay,
here goes.
Go on.
I love it.
You hear it? Hold on. Hear it? That's the little crystals going from the top to the bottom, flipping over from black to crystal. And if you put it on seconds, it just hits the seconds over and over again, 29, 30, 30, all in black against crystal, and there's an electromagnet in the thing.
I love this watch.
She's probably being irradiated as we speak, though.
It's so gentle, and you know what? Obvious, I didn't know how to set the time at all.
No,
then
I wouldn't.
I didn't know how to set the time.
I wouldn't either.
So, yeah, you still need husband for it, and that's. But this watch is just beautiful. Very, very, very unusual.
No ring for you. Well, you have watch.
You know, the show
in
has
Polish watch is Zegarek.
Zegarek is
Zegarek.
In Germany, watch is in German.
Zegar.
Uhr.
Okay. In English, right. I wanted to say.
Uhr.
Uhr.
Like un Uhr, two Uhrs.
I know Uhr.
We have another commercial.
You have an accent.
Yes, I have a slight accent. Actually, as a matter of fact,
Vitold
we have one
over
more.
Here.
Yes, Vitold is here. He's sitting so patiently and
Vitold
smiling.
PT.
Smiling.
Yes.
You know, we only have about 3 minutes left. Okay, I'm going to run this commercial, and then we're out.
Oh!
Let's hear from Michael Douglas.
Till next
supporting child help.
Supporting child
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes.
For everybody.
Smooch, smooch. Yes, there
My
we go.
Funny
Bye. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7 that your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.